Hi, this is Rich. I just want to talk to you real quickly about a way they could put thousands of extra dollars every year directly into your pocket. It's got nothing to do with getting new patients or presenting treatment plans or traveling to CE courses or anything like that. And actually, you can just get a team member to do it for you. I'm talking about ordering dental supplies. Now, we did some research, and it showed that the average dental office that subscribes to the Richards Report spends about $5,000 per month on dental supplies and related items. And the crazy thing is that just about everyone, maybe even you, overpays for their dental supplies because they trust their favorite catalogs and their sales reps. But you know, the supply companies all play these little games just to line their wallets, and it's taking place, and they just don't want you to know any of it. So about 10 years ago, Dave and I got so PO'd about the games the dental supply companies were playing with our hard-earned money that we decided to create a dental buying group. It was set up so our subscribers could be guaranteed the absolute lowest prices on their dental supplies and stop getting ripped off by the big guys. We called it the Richards Report Buying Group, and since it was free, just about all of our subscribers signed up. We have never charged and we will never charge for a membership, unlike some of those other so-called buying groups. Now, we are very proud to be affiliated with Becker, Park & Dental Supply Company. They're a family-run business, and we've been doing this stuff for a long time. And in our opinion, they are the most ethical, reliable, and trustworthy dental supply company in the U.S. Plus, we've got our own entire staff that is dedicated to making your buying experience personal and hassle-free. But here's the real bottom line. When our subscribers, and that's you, order their dental supplies from the Richards Report Buying Group, you get 15% off the already low Becker, Park & Catalog prices. Now, assuming our catalog prices are already a couple of percentage points lower than the other guys, let's say that when all is said and done, our members get about a 16 to 17% discount over what they would pay the big name suppliers. So let's say you're spending $5,000 per month in dental supplies, and if you take 17% out of that, do the math, that's over $10,000 a year that you'll save and go directly into your pocket. There's no work involved, and you'll receive the exact same supplies that you're used to getting. They'll be delivered fresh to your door just like they are now. So when you subscribe to the audio series, we guaranteed you a bunch of tips every month to help increase your bottom line. Now, if there's ever been a no-brainer way to put $10,000 of cash right into your pocket, this is it. This is what we're all about at the Richards Report, saving you money. But if you don't listen to this, you won't save the money. Now, look, I don't want to come right over to your office with a calculator and show you this in person just so you believe me. And even if you have a smaller office and you're ordering only half the amount that I talked about, you'll still save $5,000 per year. Now, that sounds like one heck of a nice vacation or a beautiful plasma screen TV or maybe just a great way to put more into your savings or your mutual funds or however you've got your retirement plan going. So just stop throwing money away and take advantage of the Richards Report Buying Group. There's really no reason not to. It's free. What more could you want? You can save $5,000 to $10,000 a year. Just give them a call right now at 866-309-9472. Let them know that you want to take advantage of the Richards Report Buying Group, and our fantastic staff will let you know exactly what to do. Plus, if you look inside this month's audio series, you'll see a list of specials. You can see right off the bat how much you'll start saving. So please give them a call at 1-866-309-9472. All right, let's get on to our interview.
Welcome to the Richards Report Cassette Tape Series CD Edition, presented by the Richards Report Newsletter.
Hi, this is Dr. Richard Matto, and our guest today is Dr. Mayor Levitt. How are you doing today, Mayor?
Hey, Rich, I'm doing great, and I'm excited about our conversation today.
I'm excited, too, and one of the reasons I'm so excited is that we did a taping, man, how long has it been, 3 years ago, possibly?
I think it's about 3 years.
About 3 years ago. It was an extremely well-received interview. And we're talking about a completely different topic today, which will be just as informative, interesting, and exciting. So it's great to have you back. You're very well-loved to our audio series subscribers that have been with us for a few years. And those of you that are that have not been with us quite that long, you're in for a real treat. So, and for those people, let's do a little background on you, okay?
Okay, Rich.
I'll try to tell what I know, and then you can fill in the blanks. You are a dentist. You practiced dentistry for many years. As a matter of fact, you were the kind of the principal partner in a very large three-doctor general practice in Providence, Rhode Island.
That's correct.
And you started a consulting company called Jodina Consulting in 1989. And then in 1996, at a fairly young age, I think you were in your mid-50s, you were bought up by your partners and discontinued the practice of dentistry and began consulting full-time. So you are not one of those consultants who read up on things in business school and started visiting offices. You had 30 years. Wow, that's scary. 30 years of actual practice.
Where did it go?
I'm telling you. You look pretty good, I'll tell you that. 30 years as a clinician and owner of a dental practice, and you've been consulting with close to 400 dental offices. So your qualifications speak for themselves. But let's talk a little bit about Jodina Consulting. And I would imagine you get asked all the time,
what the heck does Jodina mean? I don't even know. But my guess is it sounds like those kind of things where you like combine the names of your children or
That's
something.
Right.
Is it really
right.
that?
Yeah. Jonathan, Deborah, and Andrew. I mean, I just was couldn't figure out what exactly to call it back when we started it in 1989. And that seemed to be fine. And
Andrew kind of got the dyslexic treatment there, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. And since that time, being around and about for all these years, we've gotten to be branded a little bit, and so people are familiar with the name Jodina Consulting. I just figured that was better than Mayor A. Levitt Consulting. So
I agree. Actually, it's very hip these days to have a word that really doesn't have a meaning. You know?
Right. And I would say that, you know, the philosophy that I have is pretty much a coaching and a mentoring philosophy on the business side of the practice, from the perspective of someone like myself, as you've just described, who's been in their shoes. And I think that you got to have fun, and I believe you need to work hard and play hard. And if you can do those things, I think you can be very successful in dentistry without having it be the be-all and end-all of your entire life. I mean, we've talked a lot about outside interest and music and sports and things like that, and I think it's important to, while you're working in your practice, to be, you know, really, really dedicated to it. But at the same time, you've also got to have a life.
I agree. And I think I don't know you all that well. We're not best buddies, but we know each other pretty well. And to me, it seems like you are very driven when you want to be, when it comes to, you know, when it used to be coming to your dental practice or now consulting with other dentists and doing your hobbies of sailing and music and family and all those things, but also have a really good view of that this is not all there is. You need to relax. You need to be, you know, kind of a mellow person from time to time and just take it easy and enjoy life. And I hope I'm accurate on that. And if so, do you bring that to your clients as well?
Well, I try to. I think that what I try to do is to be a mentor, a friend, but also a coach. And I love John Wooden, the famous coach from UCLA. His definition of coaching was to get your player to do what he doesn't want to do in order to get the results that he wants. And I think that you can apply that to coaching dentists or coaching any profession. I think that what's happened to me over the past 10 years since I've been doing this full time is trying to figure out how hard you can push and when to push and when not to. And it seems like it's been working pretty well.
Fantastic. Well, your record speaks for itself. I know you have many, many success stories and help dentists in all types of facets of their office and of dentistry in their lives as well. But we're going to kind of concentrate on one thing today, or one large topic and many facets of that topic. Why don't I just, let's get into that by asking you a pretty simple question. You deal with a lot of offices, as I said, and many of them are extremely successful, especially once you get through with them. But some of them are, you know, it's one of those weird things that the successful offices are the ones that ask for help to become more successful. And the ones that
That's
are just
true.
The sucky offices just don't care, don't know what to do. So I would imagine a lot of offices that you meet with, even when you first meet with them, are already by many definitions pretty successful. Is that the case?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great time to be a dentist out there. Most of the practices that I work with are not what I call on life support. I mean, they are successful, and it seems that, or relatively successful, and, you know, they have a desire to get to a little bit of a different level. But there's no question that it's a great time to be a dentist. There's so much focus on implants, cosmetics, comprehensive treatment plans. And I think as long as you have in place in your office and understand how to present user-friendly payment options that will allow patients the opportunity to afford the treatment plans you suggest, that I think you're going to be very successful. So I see a lot of dentists being very busy and productive, almost maxed out on what they can produce per day. But I also see in these same practices a hygiene department that has huge opportunity for growth.
So you're seeing that even in very successful offices, they're deficient in the hygiene department.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would say deficient, but I mean, I would say that in these past 10 years of consulting, I don't think I've ever seen a general practice or even a perio specialty practice that couldn't greatly improve their soft tissue management by increasing the number of non-surgical therapeutic procedures that they perform.
All right. Well, that's certainly a topic that we all should be piqued about and be listening to.